This weekend, economic leaders from around the world are in Washington for meetings at the World Bank and International Monetary Fund. Only small protests are expected this year, but one key demand of previous protesters is being discussed. Leaders of many countries, including the U.S., are now warming to the idea of giving the poor countries a fresh start by forgiving their debt. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
The idea has been building momentum fast. One reason is that the world's poorest countries clearly need more help. Despite having more than half of their debt written off in recent years, many are still struggling to fund basic needs. Zambia is one of them. According to a study released by Oxfam International today, Zambia is spending more on debt repayments than on education. 65 students crowd into Zambian teacher Priscilla Modubiko's 7th grade class.
So mostly the children suffer because they don't get the knowledge or the education that is intended for them.
Madubiko says the government could easily solve this problem.
There are 9,000 teachers, trained teachers, who are not employed. Why? Because the government cannot afford to pay their salaries.
U.S. Treasury Undersecretary John Taylor says countries like Zambia simply can't afford to pay what they owe.
In many places, there is still too much debt. One of the reasons is because the institutions are still giving more debt. They're still making loans. The countries are still borrowing from the World Bank.
But another thing that's brought the wealthy countries to the table is Iraq. The U.S. wants Iraq's debt forgiven. And that's raised awkward questions about why the world's poorest countries shouldn't get the same treatment.
The Iraqi debt is enormous. I mean, it's about $120 billion.
And Oxfam International policy analyst Max Lawson says writing off Iraq's debt would cost over three times as much as canceling all the outstanding debt of dozens of the world's poorest and most debt-ridden countries. European leaders don't think Iraq should get a much better deal than much poorer countries do.
We can see that it would not be particularly fair, and that's what the rest of the G7 is saying.
So the United States and the rest of the G7 are coming around to the idea of 100% debt cancellation for the poor countries too. But questions remain over who should qualify and how much this could ultimately cost. World Bank President James Wolfensohn says there are lots of countries that are slightly better off than the poorest countries that haven't received any debt relief at all.
And I can assure you, in my job, that many of them have already come to me and are coming to me, saying, if this happens, what about us?
And it's not clear who would foot the bill for forgiving the debt. The HIPC countries owe most of the money to the IMF and to the World Bank and other development banks. The U.S. says the banks could write off the old loans, cut back on new lending, and provide grants instead. European officials and World Bank President James Wolfensohn worry that the money flowing out in the form of grants wouldn't be replaced. Wolfensohn says one of the main ways the World Bank helps poor countries is by lending them large sums for decades at a time, charging little or no interest, and advising them on how to spend the money wisely. He says this concessional lending is important.
You can get rid of it, but I think it would be a shame, personally. Not because it's giving us a job, but because you lose the credit culture. You lose training these countries on how to manage the countries in a fiscally responsible way. I just think that would be a shame.
The British government has offered a possible solution. It's offering to pay off 10% of the poor country's debt and urging other wealthy countries to follow suit. Wealthy countries are also considering tapping the IMF's gold reserves to fund debt relief. Oxfam's Max Lawson says this is promising as well.
The IMF is currently sitting on gold reserves that are undervalued to the tune of about $32 billion. So that's a lot of money that could be realized quite easily and used for covering the IMF side of things. So we're really supportive of that happening.
A few years ago, the idea of forgiving all of the debt owed by the poorest countries seemed far-fetched to many. Financial leaders may not work out all the details in their meetings this weekend, but now the idea of full debt cancellation is moving closer to reality. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.